thought that once they were getting divorced, Kimye would cease to be headlines for us. But apparently we were wrong. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Oof. That's Bradley Traynor. We've got actually new news about Kimye.
Well, what? There's some competing, and that's with a K, Kimye narrative happening. Kimye, of course, being Kim and Kanye. But the competing narrative is around the release of his new album. But I do think it's rather, quote, obvious, as we say here on the show. So obvious. What the story in TMZ is trying to do. So, and that's especially in light of the story that we previously heard that one of Kanye's songs on his new album,
which is called Donda, by the way,
lyrics that kind of come after Kim Kardashian, right? So a little aggressive, right? So let me take you to the TMZ article. Kim Kardashian attends Kanye's Donda album event. Family support stays strong. Exclusive. Kim and Kanye are going through a divorce, but they're still celebrating each other's milestones as a family, including the release of his 10th studio album. Kim and all four of their children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm, are part of the large crowd that showed up Thursday night at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium to enjoy a listening event. One thing is very clear, Colleen.
What is that?
Even though they're not together anymore, the former couple believes it's important to continue supporting one another in their lives and in their careers. Now, before we get to the competing narratives, please try to deconstruct what's going on here.
Okay.
If you have any idea. We have a story in TMZ. What does that usually mean?
The call is coming from Kris Jenner.
Thank you. Why would Kris Jenner want us to believe that Kim is being very supportive and the family is all on the same page and everybody is all in love?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a number of reasons, but I can't think of an obvious one.
So again, remember I said competing narrative, and the opposite of this, or I should say the thing that disproves this, of course, is that there is a song within which there are lyrics. That seemed to throw some serious shade at Kim Kardashian.
And at the entire family.
Who is a member of the Kardashian family mafia, allegedly, supposedly. I'm just saying, it's an organization, it's a business, a family business, right? La Familia. So they, I feel like if they are being attacked in his lyrics, Kris Jenner's going to respond. And Kris Jenner doesn't respond by saying, well, Kanye West is a hot mess. You don't just come right at it.
Right.
I think it's clear from this article in TMZ, because TMZ is generally a mouthpiece of whatever the Kardashians are trying to get out.
Right.
That this piece is trying to push back on any idea that Kanye, you know, like, oh, he's just an artist. He's just doing arty things. This is not because there's any, you know, issue with their divorce or with their relationship one-on-one.
You know, what's also interesting is if you pay attention to when we first learned about A, this album, and B, these bad words about Kim on the album. That was right around the exact same time that the first sighting of them in San Francisco came out. Was it San, wherever they were? When they were
reported,
like,
to be in San Francisco,
but we never saw pictures, but we heard rumors that they were at like an art gallery together as a family in San Francisco. And so I
bet it was TMZ who told us that.
Totally. So again, I think you're absolutely onto something, that this is the Kardashians' way of trying to refute what he's saying on that album by taking the high road. Look at their united unit. They're, which that's another thing about the Kardashians, is think, if you think about all of the Kardashian kids, with the exception of Robin Black China, they raise their children together. That's the storyline with Khloe and Tristan.
All of them.
That's the story with Courtney and Scott Disick.
So even though they're not. Yeah, and but at the end of the day, the moral of the story is it always makes them look like they're taking the high road.
Right.
Which is like the best reaction to somebody who, because if they were to come for Kanye by dumping negative stories, and no doubt that there will be stories coming sideways from different places about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Kris Jenner's like, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, you know, deep throating.
Right.
I'm saying as like a source. Deep throat. Like the source, deep throat.
Thank you.
That's a whole different thing. That she is like,
I know some things about Kanye that right. you might want to know in your tabloid.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she would, you know, be up to some of that. But for the most part, I think she's very much like, we're going to keep our side of the fence very, very clean. Mm-hmm. Because the cleaner we look, the more unhinged or more petty
yep.
the other side is going to look.
Yeah, it'll and like highlight
Kanye,
that.
And that's Kanye, that's Scott Disick, mm-hmm. that's Tristan Thompson, because look at all of those men.
Right.
Are you trying to tell me that all of those men just all happen to be that hot, messy?
Well, it also actually explains a little bit about how they have handled the Tristan Thompson stuff, right? Like, if that yeah. is their method, which it seems like it is, it's in line with that, because Tristan Thompson went off and cheated, and Khloe's still like, he's,
multiple
you know.
Multiple times.
Yeah, many times. Mm-hmm. And they're not, like, kicking him out and putting him in the doghouse at all.
No, and she like it anyway. So I think this is very much, not to like make too much out of it, it just occurred to me when I was reading that story, like, oh, of course TMZ Kris Jenner is making it seem like everything's fine, they're a family. Well, if they were such a family and they're so awesome and super together and everything, why did they ever part?
Right.
And not that you can't be amiable to mm-hmm. your ex. That is total, especially when you have children together. I get that that's a thing. But we're talking about very high profile celebrities.
Can I just add one thing to the mix that is like slightly but completely unrelated?
Yeah.
This is just a wondering or a noticing that I have. Have you wondered or noticed the turn that Kanye has taken away from his church, his Sunday services,
yeah,
that entire initiative,
for sure.
He has completely left that behind. We have heard nothing about it in the past handful of months. Mm-hmm. I just find it curious, and I don't know what to, you know.
I would imagine there's some. Okay, so can we just
let's just conspiracy
wonder
theory.
Aloud?
Yeah, put on some tinfoil hat.
Yes,
with no facts.
Sure. That's what we do.
I wonder if there's some like financial stuff mm-hmm. that is problematic that required him to not do that anymore.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I feel like we've heard stuff financially about that because is it a church?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like he was trying to get taxes, and I might be making
this
up too.
Well, this is all part and parcel of his like presidential campaign.
Yeah, interesting.
Remember, and then he had those like houses that he was going to like build out in their backyard.
Yeah, there might be some funny
California
money.
Was like, you can't. I just think like, I don't know, something ain't right. Something smells.
Something stinks.
Smells.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, something else is going to smell, but it's going to smell good because it's cheat day.
Cheat day!
We're going to eat something when we come back on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys, it's Friday. I'm the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello, bitches.
And what does it mean when we say it's Friday?
Cheat day!
Dirty, rotten cheater!
Cheat day taste test.
Sticks in your mouth.
And we are about to stick something in our mouths, courtesy of a listener by the name of Panda on the Twitter. Anyway, that's her Twitter handle.
Oh, she's not an actual panda?
No, it's not an actual panda.
But we like we love a panda.
So Panda sent us a goodie box. And last week, while you were gone, Colleen, we tried the Dots Honey Mustard Pretzels.
Yeah, and how were those?
They were fine.
Fine. Nothing to write home about.
I would not ever find myself buying a bag.
Okay.
I would certainly put them in my mouth, but they were too sweet.
Yeah. But I did end up finishing the bag later that evening.
Okay.
As one does.
All right.
I was like, what else?
If you want
do with them?
Something new from Dots, you need to get the cheese curls.
I've heard this. I can't find them.
Talking about them. They do have them at Ace Hardware over in our neck of the woods.
Okay. Noted.
Which every time I find myself needing hardware, I get a bag of.
I find it really interesting that hardware stores are very like Dots forward.
Like, maybe that's intentional.
They have a lot of dots.
It's lovely.
So today, however, we are trying something else from Panda's treat box. And it's the Smart Food Cripsy Cream Donut Flavored Original Glazed Donut Flavored Limited Edition Popcorn.
It's a mouthful.
Woo! Yeah.
And we're about to have a mouthful. Okay. Am I right?
Yay.
Okay. So first of all, let's huff them.
Ooh, yes.
They smell good.
They smell good. To me, they smell like sweet kettle corn, kind of. They have a kettle corny kind of, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Very. Nose, if you will. They're very, like, puffy. They're not.
They look drizzled.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have drizzled a sheen. Kernels. A sheen, if you will.
Some kernels have some thick drizzles.
Okay, can I put one in my mouth?
Put one in your mouth.
Okay. Mm. Oh. No, I was not expecting that.
What did you get that you weren't expecting?
Like, you really get the glaze of a donut in your first bite. It's like the first thing you taste on your tongue. It's like a donut glaze.
Yeah.
I also like them because they're crunchy.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of crispy.
Like, I don't want them to be like limp. I want a crunch.
You didn't like no limp kernels. Mm-mm.
No limp kernels for me. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Holly, have you done it yet?
Yeah, I put one in my mouth.
I would probably eat the whole bag of this. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like, do I taste Krispy Kreme?
I'm not getting a Krispy Kreme vibe on it, but I like I'm interested in the glaze.
Yeah, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. I like drizzled popcorn. Mm-hmm. So popcorn that has like a drizzle.
I like the salty sweet, but this is more sweet than salty.
Yeah, this is definitely not very kettle corny.
Mm-mm. No, and I haven't had Krispy Kreme enough to be able to make an accurate comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're just going all in on this.
But I would just eat this whole bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this would be a danger food.
It is dangerous.
Right? Like, I need to put that away because I would eat the whole bag and then I would feel horrible. But I love popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite snack items. But I will tell you, it's also one of the most problematic snack foods.
Why for?
Packaged popcorn can be a real letdown if it's not good. Because it's dry or it's just, like, boring.
I don't like... I have a hard time with popcorn that's too husky. Hully? What is that?
Yeah.
Hully?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've learned, though...
And this isn't super Hully.
In my love for popcorn, this kind of popcorn is specially...
manufactured?
I think it's just specially engineered popcorn.
To be puff?
To be very round and hull-less.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's how I prefer it. Because I don't like it getting all stuck in your nooks and crannies in your mouth.
Like in your dental work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is going to get stuck a little bit in your molars because of the
icing.
The icing. So I like be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I really do, too.
It almost has like a coconutty. Does it have coconut oil or what is that?
I don't know. Check it because I like it. You know how, like, if I'm going to eat caramel corn, I want it with cheese popcorn. Right? I like that flavor.
I love cheese and caramel.
Me too. But this one I would just eat solo.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the Cobra treatment to this.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Don't then.
I'm deciding if it's one or the other. Because I don't want to make its head too big.
Okay, it's just popcorn.
But that might be a 5 experience.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Okay, I was going to go 4, but that's, I mean, that's good.
Just because.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other time we've given something a 5, just to give you, like, your scale.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the last 5 we gave?
It was probably a chicken sandwich.
No. It was the Magnolia Bakery.
Okay, no, then you definitely are not getting a 5.
Okay. What was that stuff again?
The banana pudding.
Yeah,
I think about that banana pudding probably once a month.
Same. That stuff was so good.
And I think, am I going to order that? And then I'm like, oh, you have to order so much.
You have
Magnolia
friends?
Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody ever wants to like get us something nice,
it's the Magnolia Bakery.
Banana pudding. Actually, do yourself a favor, dear listener, if you've not had it, and you can buy it on goldbelly.com and have it shipped.
It's so good.
And it works. We got it delivered. Somebody delivered it to the station.
I don't remember how we got it.
I think our boss had, like, somebody sent it to her, right, as a gift or something?
I think so. It went down the chain of command, and then it fell in our mouth.
And here's the truth, as we're piling popcorn in our mouths.
I'm sorry. It's so good.
Do you remember? I don't like banana pudding. Like, I don't, I would never order banana pudding. I think banana in dessert is kind of nasty.
Uh-huh. Until you met this pudding.
It was it not?
Oh,
life-changing?
It was. I also think about it very often.
We traveled through another dimension.
I think we did. I think we really did. So if that's the scale we're judging on, then this is not a five,
no,
right?
This is definitely not on that scale. But my point that I was trying to get across is, like, I wouldn't buy a bag because I would eat it all, but I would totally buy a bag and eat it all.
So 4.5 for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4. Holly?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Good.
Very. Yeah.
Okay. So again,
all right,
in case you're just tuning in and you're like, what are they eating that they're so excited about? Smart Food Krispy Kreme popcorn. And I'm trying to remember where Panda said she got it.
She said that she just tweeted and said, "In here, I bought a smaller bag instead of the big bag at Sam's because I didn't know how y'all would like it."
Okay, so they definitely have it at Sam's.
I don't know where she got this bag, but you can definitely get it at Sam's.
And you can buy it in bulk. What?
Yeah, right.
That's
dangerous. You, Panda. Thank you, Smart Food. Because that was good.
Who knew? I don't think I've ever had that Smart Food brand before.
Oh, it's good. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have some celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
You know.
We have a name for them, and that name is
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
No,
that's my turn.
Yeah.
You want to know who my D-Bag is?
I do. Oh my God, I'm in the stream all alone.
You are. Bye-bye.
I'm gonna go away. Bye.
All
now.
By himself.
Megan Fox.
Does she get one of these? I'm going to give her one of these.
Yeah.
She's a frequent flyer in this segment.
So apparently, you know, she's doing the rounds because her movie Midnight in the Switchgrass is coming out. And that's the one where she met her man, Machine Gun Kelly. She did an interview with Basic Magazine.
Which, that's a thing.
I mean, apparently it is.
Okay.
And in it, she talked about, you know, her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. And I really just want to read you her words.
Okay, before you do, really quickly, can I just point out for the audience, you guys, this is why we have publicationship.
Yeah.
Because imagine, what the heck else would she talk about in press for a movie if she didn't have a relationship to talk about?
Right, with her co-star.
Yeah, anyway.
Of the same movie. Okay, yeah. Ready? Well, you're going to just, okay. My state of consciousness creates the world that I experience.
What?
Yeah, she said that. And then she goes on to talk about Machine Gun Kelly and how she attracted him to her. She said, of the movie, it was definitely a vehicle, I'll be honest, for me to meet Coulson. That's his real name, Coulson Baker. I knew he was going to be in the movie, but the universe was just like, go do this. There's something about this experience that'll be really rewarding for you. She goes on to say she felt a soulmate connection as soon as she met Machine Gun Kelly, even though she was, you know, still married to Brian Austin Green.
Awkward.
Who she's still married to.
Awkward.
When I met Coulson, I knew instantly that this is a soul I've traveled with before.
Okay, well, I guess we shouldn't.
That this was That's a soulmate thing. Connection and that there was a purpose here. But there was my logical brain chiming in and being like, this will never work for 101 reasons. But then she said, sometimes you can just tell something that is going to change you. And this is what I want for my life, to just be constantly evolving and growing.
Okay, so back it up. Yeah. None of that makes any... Can you just put that together again?
Her soul told her that, and the universe said that she was going to need, that they had a purpose together in their lives.
But she thought it wasn't going to work.
But like logically, her logical mind. Oh. So this is the difference, Bradley. All right. Bradley. There is your logical mind. Yeah. And then there's like what the universe is begging you to do.
Does the universe...
Well, like, it sounds to me like she heard the universe speak. Mm. Listen.
Get with Machine Gun Kelly.
I need to back up the truck because I know.
I'm so glad the universe is speaking to her, because I do not want to have that experience.
Everybody has a spiritual, some sort of like whatever your spiritual contract is, right?
Of course.
And there are people who...
We're not.
Here and yet, true. There are people who pay attention to messages in different ways, and all of that is all well, fine, and good.
Yeah.
And I want to celebrate that.
Yeah.
With Megan Fox, it's because this is a publicationship, and to your point, this is all about promoting her movie.
Yeah.
That she is telling us this story about how her relationship was gifted to her. It just is like,
it's just for an audience.
Yes.
And the problem is, it's for people to not really think that deeply about. Right. Because the minute you start to think deeply about it, which I'm not implying that we're thinking too terribly deeply about it, but once you start to actually listen, you know, I think you're like, wait.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What? Like, maybe you just fell in love and that's awesome. But
maybe
this guy
was in the same movie.
Again,
and you were
it's
like,
not
yeah,
about
he's hot.
Her actual spirituality. You know, it's about needing a narrative to tell. You know, a magazine so that you can promote your new movie.
Because I
just don't buy. I mean, I am suspect anytime somebody is talking to a tabloid or, you know, an entertainment magazine or a media outlet, like even when people who we have no reason to believe are, you know, feeding us a line of B to the S.
They are, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even when, like, they seem perfectly plausible in what they're saying, I'm always thinking to myself, like, I have to remember that they're actually here to do a job.
Right.
And it's not that they don't mean what they say, but I do feel like they tend to pick and choose and play things up. And it's good to be critical, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
Which is what we're doing
because
here.
Because if it sounds a little too good to be true, it probably is.
Also,
I've learned this in my life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, she's just really tiring.
Exhausting.
She's very, very exhausting.
Which is why it's ironic that this all was in a movie called Basic.
Magazine.
Because it should be Extra. What did I say?
Movie?
Because it should be called Extra.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Midnight in the Switchgrass is pretty basic, because right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it's sitting at a nice 16%.
Well, also, can we not just, I am not one to throw basic shade, because I'm not even on a scale where anybody could judge my oeuvre. But like, I mean, we've poked fun on her for like repeatedly for just being so boring and tired and like lazy about the way, you know, they're like, ooh, we're punk rock. We lick each other's faces and
grab crotches.
Nail polish.
Yeah.
And carry vials of blood around our neck.
And tell you in detail about our ayahuasca journeys.
Yeah.
We all had to throw up together and
cheer each other on.
Then we stayed at the Four Seasons.
No, I know, right? They were at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, she took an eternal trip to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, she came back.
So,
but it was eternal.
Go. Welcome.
Yeah.
Who's your D-bag?
If she were here right now, what would we be doing?
I don't know.
How would this go?
I don't know. You know what? We don't have to worry about that, because it'll never happen.
I honestly think they'd be like, I think we're going to have her visit another show.
Right. 100%. Like one that buys her crap.
So we'll get Vicki Lawrence selling her medication. Wasn't it a medication?
No,
that she was promoting?
Advocating for.
Oh, that's her, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oof. Who's your D-bag?
Thank you for asking.
You're super welcome.
Oh, by the way, if you want to hear the whole story about Vicki Lawrence and her visit to the Colleen and Bradley mm-hmm. show show up for the state fair mm-hmm. because at some point we will do the behind the scenes tour.
The Colleen and Bradley tell all episode.
Yeah. And it will include our really exciting story about Vicki Lawrence and how shady she was. Okay. Anyway, shady.
Thank shady. You. Shady. Yeah, exactly. If it's a sunny day at the fair, come listen to that story because there will be plenty of shade.
Now, my D-bag, thanks for asking, is Alex Kadavi.
Who?
Exactly. He is what is known as the dermatologist to the stars. Now, I would like... What?
Is he, though?
No, he literally
oh,
is.
Oh, okay.
He has some legit stars in his practice.
Okay.
Please open the Page Six article okay. about dermatologist to the stars, Alex Kadavi. He's my D-bag today. I'll just get right to it. He's accused of going on a homophobic rant. So he's a dermatologist in L.A., and he has a number of celebrity clients, including but not limited to Lance Bass, Scott Disick. Well, apparently he made some threatening comments to the building that he lives in, Live-In's concierge, about two men, I think two men that are gay, that are neighbors. And it was caught on camera, and this is in West Hollywood. Oof. Also, like, if you live in a condo in West Hollywood, you know, how are you homophobic
right.
in West Hollywood? Why
also,
are you living there?
I mean, if I'm Lance Bass right now and my name is attached to him, I'm like, bye.
I've been waiting for, and I don't know, maybe he's already said something, but I've been waiting for him to come out and say something. Anyway, he uses a bad word. Mm-hmm. That I shall not use about these individuals. And he goes on this. You can actually see video of it because they caught it on the security camera. And he says, I'll bleep you up, bleeping bleeps. He yells to the concierge as he walks by. Nobody tells me what to do. My parents don't tell me. I'll bleeping shoot you in the bleeping face.
I mean,
okay.
Wow.
So he goes all in. Also, he just... He looks like a very intense individual.
Right. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand people. I know that I'm naive and I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like, I do not understand people who are not able to recognize and accept that you don't get to decide who and what other people around you are. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you live in the world.
Oh, yeah.
This is the world.
Oh, yeah. This is just a person who's not bothered by being mean, clearly. Also, you wonder how he has clients like Lance Bass.
Oh, this is interesting, though. Somebody had taken out an ever restraining order against him.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right? Mm.
Yeah, apparently in, is this the 2016
yes.
million dollar listing filed a restraining order? Yes. A star from that show filed a restraining order against him after he apparently threatened him and made anti-Semitic remarks.
Okay,
so he just goes right for the right for the nasty every time.
Yeah, I'm not probably going to see him for my dermatological needs.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should.
Also, no. I would like to invite the celebrities who see them to find another one.
Also, I don't know, and I think you know what I'm saying here. I don't know that I would go to him.
Right. I see what you're saying there.
Uh-huh. It's hard for the audience to see.
Right, but I, with my eyeballs, am saying, I understand
yeah.
why you wouldn't.
Do you know how, like, yeah, I just wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
There are some aesthetic choices mm-hmm. being made.
And I think it's important when you see somebody for your own facial needs.
Yeah.
To let's just say that person's a model for you and they're showing you with their face if their eyes
you
can see
find somebody
what's
who
happening.
Has what you want.
There you go. There you go. Uh-huh.
That's very wise.
And what you're saying, what I hear you saying is he doesn't have what you want.
No.
Not really.
No.
No. No. Also, again, like I would yes, Dr. Alex Kadavi, you're a D-bag. But also, I would like his list of celebrity clients to also know they're on notice and to find another doctor. Because I know that there are other dermatologists in the West Hollywood area.
I need to go on the Twitter to Lance Bass's husband and see if he's aware of this guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I want to know, so are you checking to see if Lance Bass said anything yet? Mm-hmm. And he didn't say anything.
I haven't
yet.
Seen anything in the news media.
Okay.
But I am now looking at the Twitter.
Yeah, if I'm Lance Bass, I don't want my name anywhere near this guy at all.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing.
Is Lance, well, he must not be on Twitter. I forget what his husband's name
is. I would be surprised if Lance Bass wasn't on Twitter. Really?
Well, when you type in Lance Bass, you get Team Lance Bass.
I mean,
but it's like
I'm on that team.
No, actually, you're not.
You're right. I'm not on that team, but you know that he was my favorite in NSYNC.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to laugh, but the way I handled boy bands was always to find the one that felt like he was the most attainable. And I had I just made a bad judgment, but he felt most attainable to me.
Oh, okay.
To be my friend, apparently.
Turns out he's not.
He just wanted to be friends. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to take a spin through some Bennifer headlines because I think they're trying to tell us something.
How beneficial?
Oh, maybe you'll benefit from this after this on My Talk 107.1. Heyo, hey! Hazy and Smokey. That's Bradley Traynor. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. All right. I would like to take a quick little spin through the headlines with you. And these are headlines from People Magazine.
Yay.
Okay. And these have to do with a publicationship. I mean, we're calling them a publicationship called Bennifer.
Well, yeah.
Right? I think they're trying to tell us something.
What are they trying to tell
us?
Well,
these are all people exclusives.
Oh, well, that means they're telling us this directly, and it's probably J-Lo's people.
So this one of these comes from earlier in July, and then the other two come from the last 2 days.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez is, quote, beyond happy with Ben Affleck. Quote, their relationship is very strong, says a source.
Okay.
And we'll get deeper into all of these in just a moment, but I just want to hit the headlines real hard quick. Next one, this one is from July 21st, so just this week. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are, quote, madly in love as they plan for a future together, says source. And then from yesterday, Ben Affleck, quote, loves Jennifer Lopez, quote, for her, quote.
For her what?
Just for her, being her, for herself.
Oh, okay. How lovely.
Not because she's J-Lo international superstar. It's because of who she is on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, he wants to protect what they have, says a source. And then all of these stories go on to extrapolate further what a source has told People Magazine is very special about the relationship between...
Magazine. Which is appropriate, actually. Put it in a trash magazine.
Yeah, and cinch it. And then toss it.
Cinch that sack.
Cinch it. No, and all of them go into greater detail about what is unique about this relationship and what they want to be different from the last time. Because remember what, Bradley? Who ruined their relationship the last time? The media.
Yes.
Yeah. So a source, so math here, a source is telling the media how much they love each other and how much this relationship is going to be different this time. Because last time, the media messed it up for them. Your thoughts and feelings.
Okay, so first of all, this is all trash. And I know that there have been a lot of people headlines over the last couple of days about these two. And specifically, the most recent one, I think Holly mentioned in a Dirt Alert. About what?
Instagram official?
Something. Yeah. But that is not true. None of these stories, whether they are, because you're all going to do this thing now where you're going to say, they're totally together. I'm not saying
they're totally together.
Thank you for doing it. I'm not saying they're not together. Unless I'm totally missing something, none of them have said directly that they are involved with one another.
No, they haven't. In fact, remember,
I don't even think that they've said through reps that they are together. When you say Instagram official, all you said was, Holly, that they were in photos at Leah Remini's party together.
Yes, on Leah Remini's Instagram account.
Right, not even on their own.
But it doesn't say, like, they're not holding a sign that says, we're dating.
No.
No.
They still have yet to confirm that they are a thing.
No, and remember when Hoda Kotb...
Yes.
Tried to like ask her a question about it.
Yeah.
She did the old fashioned pivot and did not address it at all. Yeah. J-Lo did. Yeah. So there is a game being played.
And everybody's falling for it because everybody's like, because I guarantee if you walk out this door and then down the hall and then out in another door. Okay. No, because here it's just not going to work. You'd have to get to like maybe sales.
Okay.
And hope that they weren't listening to our show or like the business office or something. What I'm saying is if you walk into a crowd of people, the average person you say are Ben and Jen together. Oh, yeah, they're back together.
Right.
I just love them together. And he loves her so much. And they're having such a great time. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? Do you find it odd at all that we've been talking about them now for how long?
Like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
And they have not confirmed
anything.
And yet they are driving. Literally, they are the drivers of publicity. They are the summer blockbuster.
They are.
Of tabloid stories.
They are the POS.
They are sucking all of the oxygen out of the universe for this story. And they, who have their buttons, by that I mean fingers, mm-hmm. on the buttons mm-hmm. of every tabloid, mm-hmm. every celebrity, mm-hmm. every audience, could just say we're dating.
Yeah. Nope.
Why? What is this all about?
It's about manipulating us.
Well, yeah.
Well, and that's the part that's really frustrating if you're actually paying attention, is there's a narrative going on. And that narrative is they're going to stay mum about it to try to protect their relationship. But there's going to be stories. It's going to dominate all the headlines. But they're going to stay mum about it because remember what ruined their relationship last time?
We did.
Mm. The media did.
Yeah.
So from their perspective, and again, this is all just a storyline that we're watching play out.
Yeah.
So the way that they're going to get around this is they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
They're literally
avoiding it, yet showing up together and allowing photos to be published.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they're going to still go out to Nobu and make out at the table with the kids hanging out. They're going to still take the kids out to Universal Studios.
And I'm sure they would say, why would I ever tell them anything when they're going to report it anyway? I don't need to tell them anything, which means I can continue to operate however I so choose.
Right.
I don't think they're actually madly in love with each other. Mm-mm. I mean, prove me wrong.
Right.
They're not going to.
No.
You're not going to. Mm-mm. I'm not saying you, but.
But anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the thesis of our conversation is open your eyes, people. Pay attention. Okay.
It's all lies.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. More lies. Just kidding. We're going to actually tell you the truth. We got a question for you, and that question is, what is your pet peeve in the office? 651-641-1071. What's your office pet peeve? You can tell us. It's not a big deal. Nobody's listening. After this on My Talk 107.1.